Chairs No Waiting, episode number 224. Ernest Borgnine talks about George Lindsay. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over at Weavers and pick up some great Mayberry items. All kinds of great things over there. I'm not kidding either. It's really weaversdepartmentstore.com. Head on over there. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting, number 224, is Ken Junkin. Kenneth Junkin, our own Otis, the tribute artist, Kenneth Junkin. Thank you very much, Ken, for your support for Two Chairs No Waiting. And thank you for your support for dropping by here and listening to me, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting, Alan Newsome. It's great to have you with me, and I hope you guys are going to be excited about tonight's show. This is a little different. It's, you know, the 15th annual George Lindsay UNA Film Festival was held last year in Florence, Alabama, on March the 1st through the 3rd. It was 2012, for those of you who don't know what year it is, or maybe you're listening to it some other time. Anyway, the kickoff of the festival included a dedication of a new black box theater named after George Lindsay. It's called the George Lindsay Theater. Very, very creative. It was named after him. And it was also included in that same area. It was the Ernest Borgnine Performance Hall, and it had the ribbon cutting for it. And all that was done to kick off the 15th annual George Lindsay UNA Film Festival. Well, Two Chairs No Waiting featured George's presentation at that event back on episodes number 187 and 188. And it was very special. If you hadn't heard it, we did it not long after George had passed away. We actually played those episodes, and I definitely want to encourage you to head back over there if you haven't and check those out. It's fun to hear George Lindsay, our own goober, and it's just great to hear from him. And what we haven't heard yet is the words that Mr. Borgnine spoke. Now, during that same presentation, he was there and spoke before George. And I kind of delayed this because it's not really 100% Mayberry. But I do believe that fans, especially fans of George and, you know, Goober, they're going to enjoy this because you get to hear a man like Ernest Borgnine talking about his friend George. And, you know, you're going to hear him describing just what kind of a friendship that he and George Lindsay had. And I think you're going to learn a little bit more about George Lindsay. And plus, we're hearing this from Ernest Borgnine, Academy Award winner. Wow. Can you believe it? And he was friends with George, and he truly had a love for his friend, George Lindsay. And it was mutual between the two. They're great friends. And with the 16th annual George Lindsay Film Festival coming up in just a few weeks at the time I'm recording this, it'll be February the 28th through March the 3rd of 2013. We can all still be proud of our friend George Lindsay, just like Ernest Borgnine is, because he's still helping people achieve their dreams. Attaboy, George! So let's go and listen to what Mr. Borgnine has to say about his friend, George Lindsay.
Don't believe it. And George, they're still saying nice things about us. Hang in there, kid. Well, you heard a little bit about me, but I tell you, got the biggest charge in the world. We came up in an automobile this evening, and I looked up there and it said, George Lindsay Theater. Boy, I tell you. It goes to show that if you choose the right kind of partners, the right kind of friends, you can get sucked into these things, you know what I mean? It's wonderful, and I couldn't be happier, because there's a man that deserves it, believe me. He's worked hard in his life, including, what's that thing he used to do out of out of on the corn stalks and all. What were that things you used to do with the corn stalks?
Hee-haw.
Hee-haw. He used to do hee-haw. It's a living. It's a living. And he got me sucked into it. He said, come on over one time. He said, we'll put you in the corner. I said, okay. The first thing you know, I'm jumping up and down out of those corn stalks and having a ball. And, you know, it's wonderful to see final achievement of having something like this named after your buddy. Last night, as I lay in bed, I couldn't go to sleep because it was 6 o'clock my time at night. And it was already 8 o'clock here. And I'm saying to myself, what can I possibly say tomorrow, you know, that people will appreciate? And I just lay there, and as I started thinking, I started laughing. Because of all the crazy things that we've done together, the very first time I ever met him, I was in a quandary. I didn't know whether to pull the automobile wheel this way to go over the mountain or to keep on the road. It was bad. And I finally decided to stay on the road. And I went to my garage man and I said, here, do something, oil it, do something. I said, I'll be over getting a cup of coffee. Just thinking. And suddenly a fella says, hey, he said, Ernie, he said, I can't stay, a friend of ours. But he said, there's a fella coming called George Lindsay. Big deal. George Lindsay, what's he do? Well, they call him Goober. I'm in trouble. Anyway, in comes Goober. Ah, how are you? Hello, and how you doing? We're together 8 hours later. 8 hours later, we're still together, and I'm feeling wonderful. It was a whole new... Why, it was like a psychiatrist had come into my life. And we went out and we played golf and played about 6-7 holes. And then, the heck with this, let's go somewhere else. We ended up talking to farmers about growing, what was it we used to go after? See? All the help in the world. No, it was not alfalfa. It was something else, anyway. But we grow in celery and things like that. You'd be surprised now. It was a heck of a thing on growing parsley. That was it. It was parsley. Don't you remember?
Yeah, parsley.
And you believe it or not, it's quite an interesting thing, growing parsley. You never know. But we had in all kinds of things. And I'm laying there in bed last night just laughing to myself about all these adventures that we've had. And you know something? We called our adventure making a run. When we felt down sometime, he felt down or I felt down, hey, George, Ernie, let's make a run. We're ready. And we grabbed the golf clubs and went. One day, you got to tell you this one. One day he hits a Tiger Wood thing down the middle of the fairway. We're on the first hole and wham, he let one go. And I looked at it, and I picked up my clubs and walked off. And where you going? I said, if you're going to play like that, I quit. And oh, it was an altogether different George at that moment. Believe me. But, I don't know, later on he brought me into this business of coming to the university. Now, I'm from New Haven, Connecticut, originally. And I was thinking, gee, Willikers, maybe someday I'll leave my script to Yale University. Some of them were bound and everything else, and it was very nice. And I was very proud of them, but I was hesitant because, you know, I said I didn't know what was going to happen until George brought me here. And when I saw the enthusiasm in this place, in this university, in this school, not only from the students, but the teachers as well, I said to myself, you know, it's crazy, but I wonder if they'd mind taking my scripts and using them. Hey, it's all part of the curriculum, you know. You never know. Maybe it'll work out good. And I offered them, and they took them most willingly because they'd never seen anything like it before. And it was wonderful. I felt, hey, man, I've accomplished something. Because I know that they're in good hands and not sitting on some dusty floor over there at Yale University. But if they're being made use of, and that's what counts. And since then, I don't know, it's become one love affair after another with all the people here and with all the students and everything else. And I just feel at home here in northern Alabama at the university. And by golly, it's a great honor for me to be able to stand out there this evening and then say, by golly, look at that. George Lindsay Theater. Hot dog. It can't get better than that. Not to say that I'm copycat or anything else, but I've had a theater named after me, too. I belong to a Masonic organization. I happen to be a 33rd degree Grand Cross, and the fellas didn't know what to do about me because of the work I've done with those different things. And they said, we got to do something for Ernie Borgnine. So they named a theater after me. And I said, well, gee, that's very nice, you know. And I was in Long Beach, California, and I belonged to the lodge up there. And so they called me in, and we went through the whole curriculum of naming the theater after me. And they had the Grand Cross, the Grand Master over there, and he said a few words, and everybody said a few words, and then he said to me, okay, it's your turn, brother. I walked out there. Ha, ha, ha! Yeah, good acoustics. And then I couldn't wait. I said, to be or not to be. Where the hell was I going to get another chance to say that? Huh? By theater. It would be the biggest hand in the world. But by golly, you got to say it in your own theater. George, don't forget to say something tonight. I love you all. God bless you all. You live in a wonderful part of the world, believe me, and I value coming here. I really do. And thank you so much for your great honor. You've done me a world of good inside. You made a 95-year-old man very happy. Thank you very much.
All right. I hope you guys enjoyed that. That was a lot of fun to hear Mr. Borgnine give his presentation about George. I can't tell you how much that I enjoyed it. And then George got up and spoke right after that. And I told at the beginning of the podcast that you can go back and listen to episodes number 187 and 188 of Two Chairs No Waiting and hear George's presentation when they were dedicating the theater and the Ernest Borgnine Performance Hall ribbon cutting. They were both that same day, and it was the same building. It's just different rooms in that building, I believe, the Performance Hall. Getting to meet Mr. Borgnine was amazing, and I think I probably told this before that he would get on to me for calling him Mr. Borgnine and say, call me Ernie, and I'm like, you're Ernest Borgnine. I didn't say this to him, but I can't call you Ernie. I can't do that. But he and George, great friends. And as you heard there, he kind of indicated that George really helped him get through a depressed time in his life. And the two of them would get together and run together throughout their lives. And it was just a special relationship that they had. You could tell when they were together how much fun they had, and they really enjoyed one another's company. And I hope you got that out of this presentation he was doing about George. And again, it's not Mayberry itself, but I believe you'll see that George Lindsay and all the things he's done, he's helped the Alabama Special Olympics. He's raised so much money, more than $1 million for the Alabama Special Olympics. He raised money to build an indoor swimming area there in Tuscaloosa for people with special needs. And, you know, he's done this George Lindsay UNA Film Festival. He lent his name to that and was very active in it for 15 years. And this will be the first year coming up here, the end of February, the 1st of March, that they've had the film festival without George present. And it's going to be different, but his legacy continues. And I think that's very special. I just hope that when we all leave this world, that we leave it with things like that, where we're still reaching out and helping people achieve their dreams, you know, even without us still here. So, George, I salute you and thank you so much for it. Now, folks, I got one more little thing here for you. We had a lot of comments a couple of weeks ago with Eleanor Donahue when we did the podcast with her, which was 2 weeks ago. So that had been episode 222, I believe. About 11 or so minutes into that, we played a little clip of David Browning as the Mayberry deputy and myself as Floyd at Mayberry Days. And people seem to get a big kick out of that. Well, here's a special little thing that almost nobody has seen or heard. So if you're watching the podcast, you'll be able to see it, but hearing it's the same. Basically, it's Floyd and Barney sitting around looking at the paper and realizing that this fellow is getting out of school. So you'll see this or hear this in just a second. And I just want to tell you, this was actually done for a... well, I'll tell you it's after it's over, I guess. I don't want to give away what it's actually about. So let's go back over to Mayberry, and let's see what Barney and Floyd are up to.
Hey, Barney. Hey, look here. Chip Blanton. He's getting out of school.
Oh, how long has he been in?
Yeah, 35 years.
Hmm?
Yeah, he's an ag teacher. He's retiring. Him and his wife.
He's retiring?
Yeah, his wife, Shannon. Yeah. They're retiring. Yeah, 35
years. Ag teacher. 35. Ag teacher.
Yeah, ag, yeah.
Oh, wait a minute, Floyd. What's an ag teacher? I had a teacher that kind of aggravated me a little bit.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of them. Yeah. 35 years.
35 years. That's a long time at school.
It is, yeah. But he's getting out now.
Yeah.
I wonder if anybody will buy him a car.
I don't know.
He'll get a watch. He'll get a watch. 35.
Yeah, I wasn't in 35 years, but I was a straight-A student.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it didn't show on my reports, but I just didn't want to make the other kids feel bad.
Well, you've always been kind.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's good about Chip and himself.
Yeah.
Congratulations to him.
Yeah, that's great, Chip. Yeah. Proud of you, 35 years.
All right, so a lot of people had never heard that before. What we actually did this for, somebody actually requested, they had a friend that was a big Mayberry fan, that was retiring after 35 years as an ag teacher. And so we did that little scene. It was very reminiscent, I thought, of the Andy Griffith Show, and I hope you guys kind of enjoyed it. But it was, anyways, just a little bit that we did. Nobody ever saw it. We were actually at Eagles Wings Golf Tournament. I want to encourage you guys to support that later in the year. I'll be looking around. We'll have information about that later. But the event was there at Eagles Wings. We were doing the golf tournament, and we went inside the clubhouse and recorded that little scene. So hope you liked it. If you didn't, I did. So I had fun, and I hope when I have fun, you have fun. So, folks, I'd like to hear from you. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415. You can drop me an email at floyd@imayberry.com. You can drop by twochairsnowaiting.com and leave a message there. Or just any of these ways, facebook.com/twochairs, any way you'd like to, I'd love to hear from you. There's a poll going on right now about how did you find out about Two Chairs No Waiting over at facebook.com/twochairs. Just scroll around, you'll see the poll. Take the poll. Let me know how you got here. We got several comments. We'll be talking about those next week, so you got some time still. Head on over there and let us know. And folks, we'll see you next time on Two Chairs No Waiting. Good night, everybody.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.